The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. Well, that looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hey guys, it's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles.
It's Captain Jack.
And G-Man's bringing up the rear.
Awesome.
We've got a guest.
Hey, jumping right in.
One of my favorite single guys. Welcome, G-Man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. This is awesome to be here with you guys.
I'm super glad. We're going to be talking about approaching vanillas.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. I hear you're good at that.
I've had a little practice at that.
Yeah.
A lifestyler that approaches singles.
You know, I have enjoyed the community, the swinger community, so much. And once you show what it's really about to somebody that hasn't been aware of it,
yeah,
they start to realize that there is safety or a safe place for them to have some fantasies.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it just...
For fantasies to become reality.
Exactly.
So you just say, de plane.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And yes. Their head explodes.
But the whole idea is, you know, it's not a push. It's not an invite into the system. It's just an explanation of, you know, what I've done and letting them know, you know, I'd love to see you. Doesn't mean that you've got to come into my world. Let's see if we're friends. If they're the right person, maybe I give up swinging.
Whoa.
For that person if it were that much.
Is there a whiteboard involved, and is this like Amway? Just asking. That was one of my sex horror
this
stories.
This is not a pyramid scheme?
Oh, I did get caught up in that in the day. So if you bring six friends, and they get six friends.
Imagine
then you've got
the
a
money
sex party. Woo! Yeah, no, that's one of my sex horror stories is that I was knocking it out with this dude and really having a good time, and we were finished, and he got up to go get us some water and set up his whiteboard at the end of the bed and was telling me all about Amway.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's fucking awesome. And it wasn't me.
Well, and are you diamond level yet?
Not in that. I don't need no chemicals to be diamond level, baby.
No, you don't. I can attest to that.
Oh, my God, yes.
What are we drinking, Captain Jack?
Exactly. It's...
What you brewing over there?
Captain Morgan's and Coke. It's pretty simple.
Nice.
It's one of my favorites. Not because it has Captain the name.
Yes.
But because it's awesome.
That's what she said.
That doesn't hurt. Yeah.
You know, the Captain is one of my favorites as well.
Yeah.
And I buy so much of it that when I buy it by the case, I get my own Captain Morgan eye patch.
Is that a preemptive safety feature? Because you know you're going to put your eye out because you're that drunk?
That can be. One time I knew I was going to drink and that I didn't want to see double at the end of the night. But... I picked up on a really cute young gal, and we ended up back at her house, and we were getting a little randy.
Was she vanilla?
She was vanilla.
Of course.
Before that.
Until she knocked off my eye patch. And then I'm in bed with her and her twin sister. It was awesome.
Hold on. Did this story start out, have you heard this one?
That's a long way to go.
Thank you, Captain Morgan.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Damn. How's the drink?
It's good.
The drink?
Yes.
Delicious.
Tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, do you do more rum than Coke? What's your secret, Captain?
My secret? I put Captain Morgan's and I put the Coke in it. Pepsi works too. I did one of the podcasts was Captain's Cream, if you recall.
Yeah, that was
where
good.
Where I added cream soda.
Captain's yes. Cream.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
It was very tasty.
A little yes. Dirty. A little dirty name. You're using spiced Morgan's rum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your regular, your standard over-the-counter.
And I noticed you didn't put a lime in it.
You don't have to put a lime in it.
There's no coconut. So
it's not a fancy place.
Yeah.
It's not a fancy place.
Right. Mm-hmm. Drink them both up.
Let me go. What we're talking about here.
To be honest, this was a little spontaneous tonight. It was kind of an emergency session.
It was. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We figured
so our schedule suddenly became a train wreck. So
we need a podcast by next Monday. So, oh crap.
Yeah.
Guess what? We're all here. Let's do it.
The club is closing down and we're getting more busy.
Right. It's crazy town. It's weird. It's how's that been for you, G-Man?
You know,
you're a staple. You're behind the bar. You're slinging drinks.
I only missed maybe 6 or 7 parties the entire year.
Yeah.
And I was there for most of the Wednesday and Saturday parties.
Yep.
But with this big lapse, I'm feeling like I'm maybe not a swinger. And that's what's brought me into the dating world, looking in the vanilla pool. I have been swimming in the vanilla pool an awful lot recently.
Right. Excellent. And what do you mean by vanilla? What does that mean to you?
People that have not really thought that they would ever be a part of the swinger community.
Okay.
Right.
And I'm happy to meet people at their own level.
So it's basically people that haven't diverged from the mainstream ideal of sexuality.
Or monogamy.
Monogamy, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right.
But as you explain it, it's neat to hear what some of the different women's fantasies really are.
What?
They have felt trapped to, they would never think of having multiple men in one evening, let alone the one that's their special date that's there being, what's that word again? Opposite of jealousy?
Compersion. Being compersive.
Good job, guys. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. You know, so if it means holding her shoulders so she doesn't fall off the round bed while, you know, some of my tag team wrestler friends or her friends are around, then it's kind of very eye-opening, and you know, thinking, you do that for me?
Nice.
Well, yeah.
And it just kind of sets them free.
It's fun to watch.
Very cool.
A vanilla. We don't use vanilla as a negative or derogatory. Yeah, it's not a pejorative. It's your current state of mind, kind of. And but by bringing those vanilla people into the lifestyle and seeing their eyes just open up, and some of them don't take to it. This is not for me, and that's fine.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody. And others just like dive in the deep end.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and it's different coming into the swinger community from a singles standpoint.
Right.
Person standpoint. So many couples that I've seen come into the club, if they've got a great relationship going, it seems that relationship gets even better.
Mm-hmm.
But if they've got a bad relationship, it's kind of like saying, hey, we've got a bad relationship. Let's have a baby to save it.
Yeah.
Right. It's not going to work, in my opinion.
And that baby happens to be another penis.
Correct.
Yeah.
10 pounds, 8 ounces.
Whoa. Baby. Wow.
I'm not a size queen, but that sounds interesting. Nice. So what are some of your pro tips for that? Because that's one thing that I really enjoy about you is you're not 20-something.
No, I'm 55.
Okay.
And it's just being in the club for several years has given me a lot of confidence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But part of that is to be able to admit what my shortcomings are.
Okay.
And, you know, watch other people, whether it's with their own girlfriend or my girlfriend or whatnot. And if that guy can eat pussy and she's just going wild, then I think I need to learn how to eat pussy like that.
Exactly.
Tell me your secrets.
But you can see that, and whether you're swinging or not, a lot of people come to this club and don't change partners, but they like the idea of being seen and watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a really acceptable, you know, form of dipping your toe in.
Sure.
The pool.
Sure.
Toe is a good thing to dip in. Sure.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. Always, yes.
So how do you approach people? Because that's one thing that, especially because I was around when you first started coming to club, and one of the things that I noticed right off the bat is that you have a really unique way of making ladies feel really comfortable, and you have very charming compliments that don't revolve around, you know, I mean, your compliments can get nasty, but for whatever reason, they never teeter down into the creepy zone.
Thank you.
It's true.
Down at the wet spot, I did take a class on how not to be a creepy old man.
Nice.
I don't really attribute that to my success, though.
Okay.
But it's that's almost more of a horse. It's kind of like a crash and burn, segment of the terrible things of that creepy guy. Just being honest and sincere with him.
Okay.
And, I don't have to tell him that I'm the best in the this and the that.
Mm-hmm.
But be sincere that you'll meet him on their level. And I'm not trying to convince you to come into here, but that I needed to let you know that this is what's been in my past, because I'd rather you make the decision to date me now, knowing that information, than for us to get 3 or 4 dates into this and say, well, by the way, I'd really like to invite you to this place that all of my friends go to.
Right.
And she's really going to feel burned.
And, sure. You know, that's actually something that I've heard quite a few times, where guys are swingers and they date somebody and they don't tell them right away.
They don't disclose, yeah.
Yeah, and it becomes...
for fear of rejection, and right. then it creates...
And then it becomes... it actually does become a thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I had this girl I was going to bring, but, you know...
Well, because
then she found out I was a swinger.
Like, yeah, it's a lie It's a lie by omission. I mean, it's you're just not being honest enough about it.
Lay it out on the first date.
Which you did when you started dating Cupcake.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you lay it out on the first date, and people are like, no way, you told her on the first date that you're a swinger? Right. Well, you got balls. Well, no, it takes care of a lot of stuff, you know?
It really does.
It cuts to the chase, and it gets them thinking. And after that first date, they start processing that. Like, he was normal.
Right.
He's a swinger? What?
Yeah.
Wait, there's normal people that do this?
He's single and a swinger? How's that possible? Mind blown.
Well, exactly. I've enjoyed meeting more people. I've been on several dating websites, but I kind of enjoy OkCupid from a vanilla standpoint, just because of the matrixes. So you can kind of look and see who's kinkier or who's more knowledgeable about sex, and you can look through their questions, so you can filter through to people that are already a little more ready to persuade or to get into the deeper end of swimming pool. Doesn't mean you have to jump in the deep end right away. And we can sit in the hot tub over at the edge and peek in.
Right, right.
But you know, with those filters, it's just... and I don't want to say successful like this is a competition. I don't want to use the terms, target rich or things like that. Because if you approach a woman with that attitude, dude, you're shut out, you're done, so don't have that win it over attitude. Look for, as if she's the one person you really would like to be with.
Okay. So you approach it from...
Which is hilarious, because that's the same exact advice that somebody who is giving for a monogamous relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was just going to say. It's like, so you take the monogamy approach.
Yeah.
But you open it up to the possibility of there's this whole new world.
Absolutely. And even in my profile, I put right in there that at a minimum, I would like to have a monogamous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them think I misspelled it.
Monogamous.
But the other set that is probably more likely to want to have fun that way.
Sure. Sure.
That's great.
Ethical non-monogamy, I think, is the proper term.
Perfect.
Monogamish is fine, too.
Monogamish is a new documentary that's coming out here shortly.
Yeah. I think that's new podcast.
Monogalicious.
Well, there's that one, too.
Monogalicious,
yeah.
Monogalicious. So you've been dating quite a bit from your online dating experiences.
I have.
Yeah? How's that going for you?
This weekend, I had my first trifecta in quite a while.
Nice.
Now, at the club, that's a little different, but to have 3 dates with 3 different women. Mm-hmm. On a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now it's not really fair. The third person is somebody I knew from the club, so we just
still counts.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's a date.
It is a date. Was a date, and we really did. We had drinks ahead of time. It wasn't just
a hookup. Nice. Nice. So you're 55.
Yes.
And so, how long have you been a swinger, would you say?
Ooh, well, I've been divorced 5 years,
okay,
and I've really been a swinger since I joined New Horizons about two and a half years ago.
Okay.
I'd gotten into the scene a little bit through volunteering. I wanted to volunteer and meet new people.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to meet them through church. So I've volunteered at the Seattle Erotic Arts Festival, which was fantastic fun.
Yeah.
That's the fundraising arm for the Sex Positive Community Center in Seattle, mm-hmm. or the Wet Spot.
Mm-hmm. CSPC, yep. Center for Sex Positive Culture.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Great club. What they do very, very well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And just because I'm finding out that I'm really not a sub and I'm really not a dom and I'm not that into pain and whatnot, I'm more of on the swinger end.
Sure.
If I'm going to play role play in that, I'm probably a little better at humiliation or mind games and mind play, if you want to.
Sure.
Role play.
Run that cool. role play scene.
Cool. So you've discovered this about yourself and gone through the whole gamut, and I got to give you birthday spankings. So
yes,
that was,
your
hobo wasn't too, I was very too hard.
I was witnessing that myself.
Yeah, that's right. That was the night that we went,
and he had to call out every
and
single.
And we
spanking.
Didn't have sex.
Captain Jack saw a whole new side of me.
Oh, Jack Cracker, thank you.
You get back.
I do. Yeah.
There's this whole running every episode. See, Jang and I have not been together as much as well as we've known each other, and as many other people we've had sex with are similar to
or adjacent.
Or adjacent. We have never actually done it. So,
not
first
to the
one,
fullest degree.
Not to the fullest degree. Not, so, whoever mentions it first in the podcast is the Jack Cracker.
Yes. Yes.
You two are too
but
funny.
We did negotiate a threesome on the podcast last week.
Oh, yes.
How did that go,
that
gentlemen?
That was awesome.
Was that?
That went extremely well, especially since what we negotiated on the podcast was not a threesome. You guys were going to do some stuff and I was going to get to watch. That yes. evolved into a threesome because I said, fuck all that.
And I agreed.
And you agreed. And that
how
was awesome.
Sweet.
It was.
That was really awesome.
I was feeling a little more aggressive last week. I think it's probably a gentle way of putting it.
I was not aggressive, and I was passive. I was ready to go home after this thing and just crash and be done.
Captain Jack, you were ready to go home even after it was negotiated and we were getting set to go. Like, I'm kind of tired, guys. Like, get in there.
So how did it go? What happened?
It was wonderful.
Give them a
okay, so
story.
Actually, yeah, I was kind of yawning there, looking at one of your coffee table books. Like, where'd they go? I don't know. Whatever. And then you come out. And go, what are you doing out here? You come out of your bedroom. Like, oh, well, hello there. Follow you in, and you proceed to give me like a 20 minute blowjob. I think
it was probably longer. Ooh,
yeah. Yeah, it was longer than that.
Was it longer than that? It was. Yeah, it was pleasantly awesome.
That wouldn't happen to me.
And then at one point, no. And then one point, Freckles is like, he's sitting there on the bed. He's like, "Fuck it," and bends you over.
He was engaged, and I, you know, we were having some fun eye contact and uh-huh. good time there. So I'm like, well, you know what? I'll suck your cock for a while too.
Excellent.
I'll be
yes.
good. And, yeah. You guys broke the Hitachi out and tortured me with that.
Oh, yeah, the Hitachi.
Yeah, it was fun. Yes.
The Hibachi.
The Hibachi.
That's even hotter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. The Hibachi is much hotter than the Hitachi.
Uh-huh. Can be. Depends on how long you let that fucker run. It's got a motor in it. Yeah. So that was a good time. Yeah.
So I guess I have an update from last podcast.
Yeah.
I had that, and it's not a really good update. I had the role play I was going to engage into. Well, it mm-hmm. didn't happen. So, because my roommate was going to be there, or then wasn't going to be there, then wasn't going to be there. By the time she got there, it was we were kind of out of the roles, but we just ended up fucking like bunnies anyways. So, that was good. And she actually, she's vanilla, at least prior to this weekend, she was a vanilla. Mm. I took her to a club on Saturday. And another club in town,
mm-hmm.
and that was her first. And
foyer.
she was very self conscious going into that thing. I talked her into it. I shouldn't say I talked her into it, but we talked about it enough. We communicated enough that she's like, "Yeah, I want to go." And she was kind of freaking out and nervous that whole Saturday. And we get there, and she looks around like, "Oh, they're all normal people." How many times did I try to tell you?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, come on. Oh. You know you can't just tell people that.
Oh, and she relaxed, and we started socializing. Saw a lot of people I knew there at this newer club that and from New Horizons, and a couple that I had seen there before at New Horizons was there and never had a chance to talk to them, and we started chatting them up and had a great time with them.
Good.
And it was blew her mind. Absolutely blew her mind. She is so sold into the lifestyle.
So trafficking is what you're getting into now. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh my God. Did you? Oh, wow.
I only charge a small fee.
Pimp Captain Jack. Sailing the high pussy seas.
That's right.
The high pussies.
Full sail.
You know, that is amazing, though. The kinds of people that we meet through this that have a little bit of experience through there, it's not about the sex, it's about the relationship.
Right.
Uh-huh. And there's a level of respect that goes through there. And I think this group of people has thought about their sexuality so much more than a typical monogamous couple. And
well, you have to.
You do have to.
You got to be able to communicate what you want. And
I did not have that when I was younger. I didn't know how to communicate because I thought it was dirty talk. Or
yeah.
I thought it was something you're not supposed to talk about or people hadn't talked about before. And so where does your talking about sex go from this is good information to that's naughty or dirty or nasty or you shouldn't do that. And that's a shame that I got trained that way or that so many people have that in the back of their mind. Mm-hmm. And once you can get over that hump, it's really beautiful.
Well, and that's really what we're trying to do here is foster that for people in that open conversation and, you know, talk about it. And that's something that I know all of us are working on extensively because it doesn't just happen overnight.
No, when slut no longer becomes an insult.
But it does usually happen at night.
Okay, over one night. Yeah. Any fun stories?
Well, this weekend was absolutely, even though we didn't get to that role play, it was an absolute blast. I think I came like 6 times in 30 hours.
How do you do that?
Twice. It was unreal because I hadn't done something like that since I was in my 20s. Twice in 1 hour from beginning of the first one to the end of the second.
Nice.
And I'm not normally quick. And for something, this is back home. It's just 2 of us, middle of the day on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I don't know, something got into me and just went crazy.
I think you got into somebody. Something got into you.
That's my big story. It's been a great week overall, but that's...
I admire you for your stamina.
Well, thank you.
I need to work on that a little bit.
Maybe oh, really?
That's my 55. I don't know.
So three dates, trifecta, was it trifecta or was it?
Yes, it was a trifecta. It was fantastic. It was, and everybody knew about each other.
Nice.
So there's nothing hidden in there. There's nothing.
Perfect.
And for two of them being first time, that's great.
It worked and flowed and yeah.
The Friday was a pickup in a bar.
Well done.
And nice. But it was me talking about what I'm doing that it's kind of like, okay, this guy has more than street cred as opposed to, you know, bad boy. Kind of, you know, who am I going to go through home with? And she was looking for somebody to go home with. Mm. You know, by the time we went to sleep, it was maybe 3 in the morning.
Nice.
Then I got a call at 6 o'clock from work that somebody needed to get into our building. I told her I'd be back in 30 minutes, and she was not home when I got back home.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
My computer and my money and nothing was stolen, so it was great.
Oh, good.
You got to be careful with that.
Not sure I've got her number.
You know, the great thing of talking, the great thing of mentioning on your first date or first meeting or whatever it is that you are in the lifestyle is that you're not going into your second date hiding anything.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, you've laid out who you are as a person, as a lifestyler, as your sexuality, and there's nothing, I mean, there's the deep kinks that I'm sure you keep hidden for a while, but the stuff on the surface, which lifestyle should just be on the surface there.
Mm-hmm. And some people, that's not my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Get away from me. Sure. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But other people, it's kind of
how
like,
dare you? That's sick.
Wow. That's... Right. And really gets them thinking down that trail.
But don't put me on the spot. Why
not? He doesn't even know the story. He doesn't even know the story. I just mentioned that there's a story that you should tell.
And
we'll
you
get
did
to
mention
it.
That
don't
you
worry.
Had clearance to say it.
Ms. Jingo, would you tell us a story?
It is story time here on the O-Face
podcast.
I mean,
we can still...
Do I need to lube up first?
Yeah. Yeah, your microphone's hinky.
Is it hinky?
There we go.
All right.
Boy, that's great, awfully close pause. To your lips.
All right. This is a sex horror story
you're
and not
turning red.
No. I
already,
am. This
you're
is
already
horrible.
Getting embarrassed.
This is like my worst nightmare realized.
I need to hear this.
We weren't going to talk about that 50
Fuck.
Shades book, but you're really kind of going through it right
no,
now.
No, it's just, this is fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
50 Shades of Red. And
nut up. And get it
when
out.
When was the day this has happened? What? Where was the start?
It was over the weekend.
Okay.
It was over the weekend. I was with a play partner. I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him Apple Bottom because he's got a luscious booty.
I won't ask if you planted the seed.
Oh, my God.
We'll call him Johnny for short, okay?
No, we've already got a Johnny.
Oh, okay.
Johnny Ryan. I like giving blowjobs.
No.
I didn't notice.
I like giving extended blowjobs. I like teasing to the point where, you know, they almost come, but then they don't.
And so what was the name of that staircase around the
it's
back?
Blowjob Corner.
I called it
the
stairway
to
heaven.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, which I can't do anymore because liquor control board fuckers. So anyway.
Yep.
Now it's the highway to hell.
Right. Now it's anyway, so we were having some playtime in the shower and having a good time there and just
Dropped the soap on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was given an epic blowjob and it's fucking my mouth a little bit. And went a little too deep, a little too long, and I puked.
Oh no.
Well, at least you're in the shower.
Worst nightmare realized. That has been like as long as I can remember, that has been my fear. That has been my fear.
I kissed you earlier.
That's why I said, kiss me now. You may not want to later.
Would you like a breath mint?
So, fortunately, I was completely mortified and sitting on the shower floor, just like, that's not all cum. And I was.
So, you did it at the same time?
Yes! That's fucking horrible!
During the orgasm.
So fucking horrible.
Oh, this is beautiful.
No, it's not.
I love how embarrassed you are.
So, oh my God.
Okay, so his O-face and your
fucking
O-face
hate you
were...
guys.
There are different types of O-faces.
Oh my God.
There's an O-face.
Yeah, that was your O-face.
There's an O-face and an O-no-face.
Fortunately, there wasn't that much, and it wasn't terribly gross. It was all a uniform, not gross color.
You
did. No. Oh my God.
He didn't have to waffle stomp.
I did.
She just went off the deep end there.
I did apologize for not swallowing, which made him laugh. It's made him laugh. He's like, it's okay, sweetie. Here, let's just get you cleaned up. It's okay. And he was super sweet about it and just so nice. And I said,
if he hadn't come yet, things would be different.
I bet you are correct in that assessment. However, so I didn't even want to look at him. I was just like, oh my God, this is so fucking horrifying. He even offered me his toothbrush. I'm like, I'm not going to fucking use your toothbrush. I got my own. I'm good. And
was this the first date?
Yeah, because that's how I roll.
Will there be a second?
potentially.
He's a keeper.
Yeah, definitely. He was super sweet about it. And we were, I'm so sorry. I can't believe that happened. Blah, blah. He's like, oh, it happens sometimes. And I looked at him. I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean it happens sometimes? He's like, oh, you're number four. And I'm like, oh, what?
Don't you feel special?
Yeah, so that's out of the way. Bucket list unlocked.
Well, I can see why you didn't want to bring that up.
Right?
Achievement unlocked.
No, but I guess, you know, there is something to be said for getting your fears out of the way. And they're like, now, like, okay, so do I never give a blowjob outside of a shower again? Like, where do I go with this information?
So,
were there no warning signs?
That begs the question then, do you think you've unlocked some sort of gag reflex issue?
Maybe so.
Is it now just going to be a getting back up on that pony thing?
I don't know.
So I will volunteer as tribute.
All right. We'll go hit the
showers. Were the cameras rolling?
Oh, no, God. No shower.
No, thank God. I'm sure God.
There's a kink for that.
Thank God. There is, and then he was telling me about all the movies. He's like, it happens to people. It's like, throat fuck.
It happens to
people. Throws it up on a blowjob. It's terrible.
It was like a gag reflex kind of upchuck kind of
that
thing.
Could be
it
more
wasn't
popular than two girls in a cup.
It was so gross. Okay. It was not projectile. It was like spit up. I spit up. I didn't.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
I'm holding my tongue.
What had you eaten for breakfast?
Literally.
It was a white pizza. And I bounced this off of some of my girlfriends. They're like, oh yeah, that's totally happened to me. And I'm like, what? How come I've never, like, nobody ever, why the fuck would you talk about it?
Why would anybody talk about that?
So I just want to say to all the ladies out there, you're not alone. And it does happen. And it's okay. You live and survive. And
that's right.
You live to blow another day.
Miss Jenga.
So, yeah, I'm human. Fuck you guys. I give 110%, goddamn it.
That's right.
So were there warning signs? Okay.
It's like a cashback action.
Sure. There was some, like, eye watering, but I was getting fucked in the mouth, man. Like,
there's no stopping that dream.
Whatever. It's like, how much can I take? Let's see. Oh, that much. Okay. Done. Tap out. I'm tapping out. Tap the fuck out. He was very conscientious. Don't get that in your pussy. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, you know, help me out.
When you told me that the other day, I just had this thought. You're like, I don't know what to do with this. You're rubbing it all over.
No,
over.
I did.
Oh, my
not.
God.
Oh. I did.
And he's
not.
Like, no. That needs to not go inside you.
Horrifying. That's my
that
horror
is
story.
Horrifying.
The podcast has gone downhill this episode. I blame G-Man.
Thank you. I'll be here all hour.
Are we officially the worst podcast now?
The best of the worst.
The best worst podcast.
Fuck.
Hold the sauerkraut.
Best of the bad.
All right. I'm not going to get graphic about it. That's all I'm going to say.
Ratings bonanza.
Yeah.
Well, that was very special.
I apologize. I hope nobody turned us off and said I'm not listening anymore. It was just...
If they did, they can't hear you, so why apologize?
Were you drinking when I said that?
I was. Oh, you're awesome.
Can we turn this train around a little bit?
Yeah. Who's got a sexy story?
We haven't heard from Freckles tonight. You got anything last week?
You've got a birthday coming up too.
I do have a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
How many spankings are getting?
I don't know. Miss Rabbit and I are cooking up something good though.
Yeah. See.
Oh, that's trouble right
there. They were asking me. They were asking me, what do you want for your birthday? And I was like, I don't know what to ask for.
Last year you got a hell of a threesome.
I did.
That was fun.
I did. And yeah, this year the deadline
way came. Better than a tie.
Yeah. Yes, that is definitely for sure. But yeah, so my birthday's coming up and I somehow managed to not say what I was, you know.
I think you need to give him a power drill.
He had a deadline and he didn't tell us what he wanted, so now it's up to us.
Oh boy.
Man. Should have took advantage of that.
Oh, I started to, but then I was said no. I was told no. I was like, okay. Crap. Here we go. So I'm looking forward to it. Honestly.
To the surprise.
To the surprise, yeah. Whew. Yeah. No fear. Fuck yeah, dude.
That's gonna hurt.
Fucking right out in the front end of that ship, king of the fucking world. Here we go.
You know those two a lot better than anybody else.
That's true. I do.
Danger, Will Robinson.
I am in awe of their individual intellect, and I don't even know if there's a word to describe how giant their collective intellect is, and as naughty as it can be.
Does our audience I should be shaking. Talking about
Miss Rabbit's been on the show before.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Whew. Fairly regular feature. Excellent. Yeah.
Yep.
You're in trouble.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know her.
Yeah. I do. Yeah. not quite that intimately, but.
Yeah. I'm either doomed or super doomed. And either way, I'm going to be fucking happy. I just know this.
You'll be painfully happy.
Perfect. That would be awesome. Probably.
How long did it take for us to make the first reference to BDSM?
And it wasn't me. And it was 36 minutes.
Well, we'll have to work.
So well done, Captain Jack.
Maybe that wasn't the first one, though.
That's all good. So.
So we have a party coming up.
We do. It's happening. Corsets and Sexy Shoes. It's a
week and a half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, from today, but on the 18th of April. And it's one of the last of three. So one of three.
I'm itching. I'm craving. It's been like a six-week gap.
Yeah.
I don't have a corset.
You got some sexy shoes. I've seen you wear them.
Yeah.
Put them on, baby.
I have both.
Air shoes. That's what I'm talking about. And you got some equipment coming in. Tell me about that.
I did. I ordered the Tantra chair with a little harness.
Awesome.
And the coolest thing about the chair is the artist that I found from watching their commercial. But they don't play her anymore. Heather Nova was really awesome.
Okay.
And the song they played was now I'm on the spot and I'm forgetting the name of the song. Come to Me.
Oh, okay.
And really hot and sexy, but.
So that's the song. What the fuck did you order? Tantra chair?
The Tantra chair.
Looks like a chaise lounge, doesn't it?
Chaise lounge, Naugahyde-ish, so you can clean it. Uh-huh. About 16 inches wide, about 7 feet long.
Aerodynamic.
Oh, wow.
It has a free flow hump that comes up about a foot and a half, and then it goes down to maybe a foot, and then it gradually comes up to 3 feet and curves back down. And there are so many positions on this chair to be able to hit the right spots with.
I love chair sex. I really do.
It makes, hitting the different spots in different positions to where you're not getting leg cramps and back cramps, and it's just super comfortable for everybody.
Do you get an AARP discount with that?
Well, if he doesn't,
I'll have
he
to
should
go back
now.
And check my Amazon ticket and see if we can do that. Now
you're just talking about all these like creaky bones and leg cramps and old people shit.
Leg cramps? I never get leg cramps. Nope. Doesn't happen to me.
Okay. I get leg cramps
all the
time. The
new
whatever.
Toy that is in that I was really thinking about pulling both these in for the other party. She's got them on sale right now for $150, but it's the Hoppity Hops with the dildo and the butt plug on them. And so Lady Linda has two of those in stock right now.
Nice.
And I'm really thinking about doing little figure eight races or something with some of the gals at the next party.
And those are the giant like yoga balls that have the handle on them.
Uh-huh. It's like the old Hoppity Hops.
Hoppity Hops, yeah. And then there's a dildo built in, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
And a butt plug, apparently.
And a butt plug, depending on you can
order them that way.
She has butt plugs on both of them. But you can use the dildo without the butt plug, or you can use the butt plug without the dildo, or you can.
How do they screw in?
Both together? Like, nothing separately.
Pre-molded in. It's just, you know, that butt plug might just rub the back of your butt cheeks if you're not using it.
Got it. Okay. So there's still the potential there.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. All right. I didn't know if it like tucked inside, like it was a Buffalo Bill action. Well, I tell
you, would you like to be the first to ride it?
Sure.
Just don't bring your spurs or you might pop it, okay?
And I'll make sure I ride it and I don't stick it in my mouth, because we know how that goes.
Zing.
Soiled it.
Gagged me with a hoppity hop?
Shit.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. All right. Thanks so much for being here, G-Man. We appreciate your time and your class, pleasure. As always. Thanks for classing up the joint as I went through my convulsions of my admission.
Love it. That was some beautiful lovemaking.
Oh, God. I just don't even want to think about it. Never speak of this again.
It was an excellent story.
No, it was
you
not.
Don't want that
it
to
was an excellent
lips.
Story. Horrible. If you've got an excellent story similar to Miss Jenga's, or even not similar to Miss Jenga's, worse, better, we don't care. Send it to us at theofacepodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter @theofacepodcast. You can get all of our downloads and episodes and whatever else we've said we're going to post, but didn't really. Sorry about that, guys.
We're getting there.
Theofacepodcast.com. Find us on iTunes, rate us, give us stars, we'll give you kisses, and we've got some other things coming up here pretty soon. We'll have some good announcements.
Yeah.
And in the coming weeks.
Stuffs and stuffs.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's, I think that's pretty much all of that.
And I think that's another podcast.
Jesus, don't say it.
In Jenga's can.
Oh.
Perfect.
I need a shower.
That looked easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Go over the rules.
All right.
Fuck.
Really?
G-Man has no rules.
He has no rules.
He's off the leash.
There are no rules in a knife fight.
That's perfect.
That's why you bring a gun to one.
That's what I was looking for. Awesome.